You wonder why the Lord would tell us about this. One reason, as he says in John's Gospel, is so that you'll say, look, nothing's out of God's control. Jesus Christ is still the Lord of the whole universe. Nothing is out of his control. He's telling us ahead of time what could happen, what will happen. And it's happened to generations of Christians. You say, well, how come Christians always get it? Well, look at the way we all resist the gospel. Don't look at all the bad guys. How much of the gospel do we persecute? Care for the poor, forgiving enemies. You know, there's plenty of stuff that we conveniently ignore, at least, or persecute in that sense. The key here is the love that our Lord shows us. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand. Get all ready so you know what you're going to say. Why? I myself will give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. We see that beautifully illustrated in the trial of Stephen, right? Nobody could refute him. I don't know if you've ever read this book by Tatiana Goricheva called It Is Dangerous to Talk About God or to Speak About God. If you can get it, it was around for a while. It's a little book. Tatiana Goricheva was a Russian communist, professor of philosophy of Heidegger, actually. And a mess. Like most people in Russia, she wasn't an alcoholic, but she drank too much. She had 3 or 4 abortions. Just a mess. And her life was going nowhere. And she had friends who were into Eastern meditation. So she thought, well, maybe she'd try that. This is such a wonderful story. This Eastern meditator fellow gave her as her mantra the Our Father. She'd never heard of it. So she got the paper, I guess. She went home, she sat on the floor, and she's ready to do her mantra. She starts, Our Father. And the Lord just came to her. And just overwhelmed her. And she's a very smart woman, you know. So she started gathering other women around, teach them the gospel, you know, save them from their 8th and 9th abortions and their alcohol and their, you know. And she was doing it, you know, smartly, if you will, cleverly. But the KGB, of course, would keep arresting her. And this is why the story comes to me. She said, I learned to give them my name, my occupation, and then stop. Never argue with them. Because I'm a university professor. You know, I speak 7 or 8 languages. These are thugs. But the spirit moving them is smarter than I am. So I wait. You see, the Lord gave her something to say. She said it, but they're thugs. But the spirit moving them is smarter than I am. I'll get in trouble if I try arguing with these guys. So she didn't. Finally, the KGB, by this time she's back in the church. She's made her general confession. She's practicing the faith. And the KGB finally said to her, look, you're out of here. You got your choice. You can either go to Siberia or you can go into exile. It's up to you. So she went and asked her spiritual director, which she should pick. As somebody, the old Eastern idea, you'd say your spiritual father. So he said, you should go into exile. So she went to Germany. Because, you know, she's a Heideggerian expert, she knows German very well. And so she goes to Germany. And she starts talking about God. And everybody's kind of looking at her. Kind of funny. And this is where the title of her book came from. It's dangerous to talk about God. Here, even in East Germany, blah, 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 but nothing ever happens. And you never take any consequences of talking about God. Back where I come from, the KJV picks you up on the street, cross-examines you, finally gives you the option, exile or prison camp, you know. If you start talking about God, you've taken a stand. You better be ready for that. She said, I was so shocked. You see, everybody talking about God, where I grew up, nobody said a word about God. And I started talking and organizing these women, and I got myself in trouble. So she said, you know, in Germany, everybody talks about God all they want. But they don't do anything. It's dangerous to talk about God. Not only dangerous when you're in an opposing regime, but dangerous when you're talking about all this stuff and not doing it. And I just thought that was so kind of the Lord to promise us, don't worry about it. They bring you to jail. The spirit in those people is smarter than you are. Don't worry about that. I'll tell you. I'm smarter than they are. I'll tell you what to say. I'll help you. Don't worry about it. And don't be afraid. It's a very consoling, you know. And here we are getting ready. We're not in a persecution. Baruch Hashem. But there's two things I want to point out. One, pray when all the relatives come to dinner, or when you're going out to dinner with them. How are you going to witness to them? 56% of them voted for Obama. I don't know about your relatives, but generally speaking, where do you find the love and the clarity to make a real witness and not just get in another political argument? That's one point you might want to think about. And the other is something I mentioned. You know, they're going to vote on the health care bill on Saturday. Well, they're going to start debating it anyway, but as I pointed out before, there are three or maybe more. They have just about, they have the 60, but they don't have 70. You know. One or two of those people change their mind. The bill will not pass. That would be a great boon. We do need a good health care plan, but not that one. So I think we should be saying the rosary every day, that the Lord will touch the hearts of some of those who have to vote and save us a great deal of suffering. If it doesn't happen, the Lord will be with us. Not a problem. That's a problem, but the Lord will be with us. But I do think, and get your friends to pray the rosary just once a day. Pray. See, what Tatiana was saying was, when we're comfy, we don't do much. We just talk. And the advantage of being uncomfy is we start to take our own words seriously. Or as Catherine Doherty, in another image of another side of this, used to say, see, life is like climbing a ladder. So we're climbing this ladder, taking our time, going up our ladder. And then some kind of difficulty somebody is opposed to us or something. It's like a pin in the butt. Boop! We jump up about three rungs right away like that. We make a lot more progress when we have help like that, you see. So why don't we try to climb it up fast and save ourselves that?